And people who were convicted of possessing marijuana in Oregon may have a chance to get their records wiped clean. Recreational pot was legalized in Oregon last year, and some people charged with pot-related crimes when the drug was illegal have been taking advantage of another new law, one that makes it easier to get marijuana-related felonies erased. Chris Lehman from the Northwest News Network visited a former felon who today says he feels like a new man.
When I met him last year, Tim McClure was living with the shame of being a felon.
I don't think it's the measure of me as a man.
When McClure was 42 years old, he was convicted of illegally growing marijuana on his ranch near The Dalles, Oregon. He says it was supposed to be a small grow for some medical marijuana patients, but ended up being a little larger than planned. He pled guilty and was fined, but never served any time behind bars. In the years since then, he stayed out of trouble with the law. But his business failed, his marriage fell apart, and some of his friends never spoke to him again. McClure told me back then the conviction was a weight he just couldn't shake off.
I'm an unlikely convicted felon, I think. And I think after 15 years, there ought to be some remedy available to me.
It turns out, after 16 years, there was.
I had tears of joy. You know, it still brings tears to my eyes thinking about it.
McClure's referring to the day this spring when he opened his mail to see a letter from his attorney. His application to have his felony marijuana conviction expunged had been approved.
It's a watershed moment for me.
The expungement means McClure can now legally say he's never been convicted of a crime. His criminal record has been sealed. To test out his new freedom, McClure went to a gun store and tried to buy a gun, something you can't do in Oregon if you're a felon.
I stood there on pins and needles, you know, wondering if they're going to, you know, call out over the loudspeaker, you know, that I failed my background check. I finally eventually left the store because I was too nervous.
It took almost 2 hours, but eventually the call from the gun shop came. Come pick up your new handgun. So how did McClure go from a down-on-his-luck felon to an ex-con with no criminal record? He did it thanks to a law passed by the 2015 Oregon legislature after the state legalized marijuana for recreational use. It allows people with marijuana-related felonies to get their slates wiped clean if the crimes they were convicted of are no longer illegal. Portland attorney Sandy Pelican handled McClure's case.
The correct legal terminology is to set aside. You set aside the record of the conviction and seal the arrest.
Pelican says people who want their records expunged can't have had any other criminal convictions in the past 10 years. The process had already been available to people with lesser marijuana offenses, but the new law opens the doors to potentially thousands more people. Pelican says clients who've successfully had their marijuana felonies sealed tell her they've had an easier time getting a job, getting an apartment.
Or, I'm able to travel to Canada. That's another big one.
Back in Wasco County, Tim McClure hops on his ATV to scan for predators eyeing his cattle. He tells me he never met Pelican, his attorney, but he says if he did, he'd go up and give her a hug. At 58, he says, getting his felony conviction off his record has given him a new lease on life.
I'm not going to be defined by the 16 years that I was a felon. You know, I want to be defined by who I was before the felony and what I am and what I will become after the felony.
And in case you're curious, it cost McClure about $1,000 in application fees and legal bills to get his record sealed. He says it was the best $1,000 he ever spent. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Lehman reporting from The Dalles, Oregon.